Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, almost forgot that. Can't ever forget that. As we come in low, skimming the surface, we are back at Planet Rick with Rick Ector. We're having to... I was really jacked up about it yesterday, and then when things didn't work out, I was very upset, Rick. I was very upset. Joining us again is Rick Ector from Legally Armed in Detroit. I was very upset, Rick. I was very upset.
Good evening, or shall I say good afternoon, because it's only 5 p.m. Eastern here. You can't say evening until at least 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, man, but... How you doing today, man? How are you?
I'm good. I am good to go. How are you?
Oh, man. I am doing great, man. And I'll tell you, it's been an interesting 24 hours. And I've had some personal epiphanies about a lot of different things. And you know what? It's good that, you know, if you conduct yourself in a certain way, man, that you actually have people who can actually give you feedback on what you're doing or what you're thinking about doing. Man, I tell you, it's great not to be in a bubble, just totally isolated from other folk, man. It's good to have other people around and to bounce ideas off of them, which I'll tell you, incidentally and as an aside, it's always great to be on Rock and Load with you, sir. And, I'll tell you, some of the things that I have been thinking about lately, man, is, you know what, I was actually going to allow myself to sink and degenerate my level of discourse publicly, but you know what, anytime you're thinking about doing something rash, it's always good to be able to sleep on it and see how you feel the next day. And you know what, in a weird sort of freakish way, man, your technical difficulties yesterday actually allowed me an opportunity to sleep on a few things I was thinking about doing, man. And you know what? It was great. It's great that I had that moment to reflect. And you know what? The universe, man, it's so interesting. When you really put your mindset in a certain place, certain things will actually manifest themselves. And I had a lot of different conversations with a lot of different people who reached out to me to have some conversations. And I'll tell you, it's been an interesting 24 hours, man. But, you know, the one thing that I'll say is that, you know, it's not that I say. I'm sure you have heard this saying, right? This saying is that you should never wrestle with a pig, right?
Right.
Why should you not wrestle with a pig?
Well, you're going to get dragged into the mud.
Right. And what else?
Well, I can't say that on the air. What else are you going to get dragged into?
You don't want to wrestle with a pig because, one, You're going to also get dirty.
Right.
And two, here's the kicker. The pig actually likes it.
If I'd known this, there was going to be a quiz, I would have studied.
No, man, I was not trying to put you on the spot, man. I just thought it's one of those interesting, you know.
Well, it's very apt. It is a very apt saying.
So, in spite of all of that, what this mindset and really what it did was, man, it actually gave me a topic for this episode of Planet Rick on Bill Frady's Lock and Load, man.
Oh, do tell.
So this whole recent 24 hours, the way it crystallized itself today, man, the topic that I'm going to talk about that, of course, I believe is important to any person that is a business owner or is a resource hub such as yourself, someone who people look to for information, and many times you also give opinion pieces where you publicly opine and wax poetic about
yes.
things that you're thinking about. Reputation management. Yeah, that's what I thought we would talk about today.
Well, yeah, and that does come into play. You know, and this is the thing. Everything that I say that I'm going to put on the air, for example,
uh-huh.
I get a I get this run up to doing the show. And
right, you want to build intrigue and mystery, and you want to prime the pipes, right?
Well, it's not just that. I also want to make sure: is this the way I want to say it? Is this what I really want to mean? And when I throw it out there, you know, this is going to be recorded. It's going to be at Genesis Communications Network. I'm going to put it out myself on an RSS feed. It's going to be out there until, you know, I don't know, till the Vulcans see us achieving warp drive or something. It'll be out there for a while.
Right. I saw that episode of Star Trek, man.
Yeah.
When they first sent that spaceship up with warp drive, and it was like warp one, and it only went like a few hundred feet, but it got the aliens' attention. Yeah, I saw that episode.
It was the Vulcans. The Vulcans saw it.
The Vulcans.
Yeah. But, I mean, what I'm leading up to is that I try to carefully consider that which I'm going to do. And sometimes, like you, like something happened the other night after the thing that you were listening to the other day.
Right.
There was some stuff going on in the background with that. And I had all kinds of stuff typed out, and then I stopped.
Right.
And then I backspaced everything. And got rid of it, and I said, okay, I'm just not going to do that.
Right.
Because...
Go ahead.
It'll be out there forever if I do it. It will. The other thing about putting stuff out like that, when you're talking about reputation management, is that some people will take that and try to recontextualize it to where it doesn't mean what you meant.
True. And that's a very real consideration. And, you know, at the end of the day, What you may find, and this is the epiphany that I had, anything that I was going to say on a specific topic that may have, you know, not been so, you know, well received, or not necessarily well received, but, you know, would have been a departure from what I normally do and how I normally do things.
You'd be getting in the mud with the pigs.
Exactly, which was why I started with the whole thing about pig wrestling.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what I thought. I thought today would be apt to talk about reputation management. Now, yeah, that seems to be a topic that has bubbled forth in my consciousness within the last 24 hours or so, yeah.
Hang on for me. Rick, you can. Rick is the head of Legally Armed in Detroit. Of course, he is also the cruise director at Planet Rick. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Rick Ector from Planet Rick, and we're talking about reputation control, which some people should pay attention to. Anyway, what do you have on your mind, sir? Where would we start with this? What are some lessons we should, what are some things we should keep in mind when we're trying to maintain our hard, fought-for reputation?
Well, I mean, the first thing that jumped out at me as I was mulling over the topic, man, is that when you're talking about reputation management, do you even know whose reputation that you are trying to assess? You're looking at a service provider. Of course, I am one of those, a firearms trainer and instructor, you know, and if someone was really interested in availing themselves of the services that I provide, man, they might want to actually look me up, go to their search engine of choice, type in my name, and actually see what comes back. And you know what? For many people who do what I do, they do have websites or other portals or social media in which they talk about what they do. And you know what? You might actually find a particular course offering that you're interested in, and you click it and you see all the stuff about the class and all the great, wonderful things that it can do for you. But there's something that is missing. What's missing? The actual person behind the business or the activity itself. This is Mr. or Ms. or Mrs. Anonymous. You have absolutely no idea who you are personally dealing with. That is, there is no reputation to even investigate and to see who you're thinking about doing business with.
Right.
And for some people, I get it, you know, that, you know, once you put your name out there, there are consequences with putting your name out there in the public space, man. Maybe, you know, you don't want certain people to find out that you're actually doing, you know, questionable activities such as teaching people how to use firearms, you know, and that may have certain consequences for you socially or professionally. You know, it's like, oh, my God, you know what? He's a systems programmer by day, but on the weekend, my God, he's teaching people how to safely use guns in certain circumstances that could carry, you know, consequences of its own. But then on the other hand, you know, I personally want to know who I'm dealing with and their actual background and their actual qualifications. For me, that's important. For other people, it's not. Like, for example, when I teach firearms safety personal protection classes, and I use this one particular facility, on any given day over the weekend, there might be actually several different firearms instructors running courses there, right?
Right.
And inevitably, someone will come stumbling by my classroom and they say, well, hey, am I in your class? And the thing I say immediately to them is, well, who is your instructor? What is his or her name? Obviously, it's his because I'm definitely a he, but who is your instructor? What is his name? And they say, I don't know. And I have that same thought that always goes through my mind is, wow, you signed up for a concealed pistol license training class. You signed up for a firearm safety class, and you do not know the name of your instructor. But see, here's the thing. I can excuse them because that person didn't put their name or their background or who they were into their solicitation. So, yeah, so see, I think that's important.
Does that actually happen? Do people come to, like, do you share a facility with some people or something? And I don't know.
Yeah, there's actually a facility that I use, man. And
okay.
different firearms instructors, you know, run classes out of it. And yeah, so it's a fairly common occurrence. And every time it happens, I'm a little taken aback that people do not actually know who they're expecting or necessarily know the person that they're doing business with. And you know what? I want to know more. If it was me personally, yeah, I want to know more. I want to know more about the person that I'm entrusting with this responsibility of training me with my duties, rights, and what's expected of me as, you know,
right,
a person who's pursuing a firearm carry license. But, you know, also, too, man, not only that, but, you know, when you look at feedback, you know, that you are given, you know, when you actually train someone and they invest with you, you know, their time and or, you know, tuition for the training, you know, the content, you know, in terms of what you can actually get out of that, man, you know, just the feedback that you're getting from your students, when they actually say, hey, I took the CPL class and I took it with that Rick Ector guy. And I felt, in my personal opinion, that Rick was this or Rick was that. That is feedback on what you do, man. And let me tell you, gone are the days before Web 2.0 or social media where you had some level of anonymity, man. I mean, once you put your name out there, it's out there. You will be forever tied to the Lock and Load show. You will be forever tied to the sponsors that, you know, underwrite your show, you know? So
right,
there is a connection there. And so you have to be cognizant of that, man. And inevitably, when you are interfacing with other people, man, there are going to be some people who are going to share some opinions or some positions on topics that are germane, like gun rights, for example. And I have a social media presence on a lot of different sites, man. And inevitably, you're going to run into people who are anti-gun, and they're going to look at your stuff, your offering, and then they want to engage you in some conversation. And you know what? Inevitably, in some of those circumstances, you know, then it becomes a so-called online debate, right? And here's the thing. I have no qualms or issues given.
Hold right there. At having no qualms or issues, I'm ready to hear this oratory.
With Rick, discussing anything related to guns. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. That's right. That's right. Hang on. We're coming up on the break. Rick Ector, of course, you can catch him Legally Armed at Detroit. He's on YouTube as Rick Ector. Over 2,000 videos, which is about 10 times what I've got. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As a result of Operation Warp Speed, Pfizer announced on Monday that its China virus vaccine is more than 90% effective.
President Trump's comments from the White House on Friday. This as coronavirus cases continue to increase across the country. The president continues.
The vaccine will be distributed to frontline workers, the elderly, and high-risk Americans immediately. It will be a matter of weeks. Get out very, very much ahead of schedule. Any schedule that I said we're going to be far ahead of that. We know that this virus primarily targets older populations and those with underlying health conditions, while over 99.98% of those under the age of 50 make a full and quick recovery.
You're listening to USA Radio News. As COVID cases across the country continue to rise, many states are putting in new restrictions. Minnesota Democratic Governor Tim Walz announcing some new restrictions as well in an attempt to help battle the spread of the coronavirus in his state. Starting on Friday, there will be a 10-person limit on indoor and outdoor private social gatherings that include a maximum of 3 households. Receptions for events like funerals and weddings will be limited to 50 people as of the 27th and 25 as of December 11th. Walz is reminding everyone.
It's certainly not our intention to demonize any industry or any activity. It's simply important for us to understand what we know 8 months into this, what spreads this thing.
NASA and SpaceX plan to send their first fully crewed capsule to the International Space Station on Saturday. Officials expecting around 250,000 people to come view the launch. This is USA Radio News.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Rick Ector, we've been talking about maintaining your good reputation once you started. The things you have to look at to, try to maintain that, to begin it, different ways it goes. Just a quick question before you start telling me, start talking about what you were bringing up.
Right.
Did I hurt my reputation on Tuesday?
No, absolutely not. As a matter of fact,
I didn't think so either.
I think you elevated your stature and your degree of professionalism. Man, it was a great interview. As a matter of fact, if someone has not heard that interview, I would specifically invite them to listen. I actually posted it on my social media the night of the event, man. I thought it was great. I thought you performed admirably, man.
Thank
great.
You, sir. I appreciate that. I do. But, so let's talk about what happens when you get into a spirited debate on social media.
Well, when you get into a spirited debate. You know, and here's the thing. If I have time to actually get into a debate, a lot of times with the stuff that's going on my page, you know, I'll have some thoughts or things that are on my mind, and I'll put out a status line. And, you know, sometimes there's some good conversation and amongst the people who are amongst my friends. And I don't really, might not necessarily have time to get back and jump to or respond to a lot of things individually. But, you know, if I have time permitting, you know, I will entertain questions that are asked of me. But, you know, I draw the line when we stop talking about the subject at hand. And I guess, and this is my characterization, you get frustrated. And then you lash out at me, and then you want to insult me and call me certain names. And here's the thing. Boom. I have zero tolerance for that. You know, I'm all for talking, but you know what? I'm not going to allow myself to get into a situation in which you're saying some, you know, you're degenerating into name calling. You know, I don't have time for that. You know, so boom. You're gone.
They refer to that as going ad hominem.
Is that what it is, to the man, yeah. Latin? I had four years of Latin in high school, man. I still remember some of it.
I don't. I never took any Latin. I just know that one.
Right. So, you know, I always, you know, scrutinize, you know, requests. Sometimes, you know, someone will request, you know, to be your contact, but, you know, the nomenclature would be used online and, like, be my friend. Like, a complete stranger is like, say, hey, be my friend, right? And you're like, hey, I don't know you from Adam, but you know what? Let me go to your page and see what you're all about. And if you have all this Brady campaign stuff on your page, I'm thinking to myself, nah, you don't really want to be my friend. You want to debate and argue. You know, and debate is fine, but you know what? I have enough people already in my network who can have those discussions and who we've had, you know, civil discourse with, you know, but that brings me to my next point that I want to throw out. If you're ever curious as to a good resource in terms of how to relate to other people socially and to increase your social skills and interaction with people, what would you say would be the most famous seminal resource book-wise that a person could read to help them relate to people?
I have never done that. I've seen the, like, How to Win Friends and or How to Make Friends and Influence People, that kind of thing.
That is the book that I'm talking about.
Okay. I've never read it, but I do remember it.
You know what? Expand. You know what? Check it out. It's an awesome book, man. It's a great resource. And I would put that out there to anyone in terms of, you know, personal development and increasing your social skills. But then again, some people already are there, you know, socially and in terms of relating to other people, man. And then some people, you meet them when you're in your profession, your line of work, man, and there's like a cancer in your industry. And you're like, oh, my God, you know what? What resource exists out there that someone actually read it and they actually took some of the concepts to heart and they actually applied it? What would I steer them to? What resource would they actually look at? And bingo, How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Now,
would be the book I would recommend.
I'm going to say this, okay, simply because I think it has to be said.
I don't
think there's any book that taught you to be Rick Ector. I think that you were Rick Ector when you started down this this path of the things that you're doing now. And I think that's what attracts people to you. In my industry, there are a bunch of people that have studied to do what I do that don't do it. You know, you have to have some degree of natural, you know, being able to build that rapport and everything in order to make that stuff work. It, you know.
Well, here's the thing. When you were born, right, and you came into this world, you were not Bill Frady that we know today, this great communicator, this person who actually has a great work ethic. And whenever he does an interview, he does his homework and bam, you got a great show. You weren't always this guy you are today, right? Do we agree to that?
Yeah, sure. I guess so.
And so you are the sum total of your experiences, the things that you read or the interaction you've had with other people. This all culminated and came together to make you the person you are today. And you know what? Awesome.
Yeah. Of that, there's no doubt.
Moving along, here's the thing. I get contacted, you know, from time to time from media. By the way, earlier today, I received an interesting phone call, which is something I just want to throw out just as an FYI kind of thing. I was contacted by HBO, of all people. They want to come to Detroit, and they asked me, are there some people that might be interested in speaking to them about their experiences with respect to guns and how they decided to get a gun and why they want to train, and then, of course, all the other peripheral social issues about guns. You know, do you have, you know, faith in the police and all this other stuff? So throwing that out there, anybody in the Metro Detroit area that might be interested in speaking to them, definitely let me know. But when you talk about people in the media and you are entertaining whether you should talk to them, you know, should you just blindly accept a media request from anyone that wants to talk to you, or are there some things that you might want to do beforehand? So you know what? Before I share my advice,
well, I'll tell you what. We're coming up on the break. Coming up on the break, because I got something to say about that. But tell everybody how they find you. Tell everybody how they find you.
Rick Etcher, RICKETOR. I am LegallyArmedInDetroit.com, and you can find me definitely on YouTube. Over 2,200 videos on personal protection, self-defense, and taking on a more active role in your personal protection.
Among other things. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Rick Ector here on Planet Rick. And one thing that I wanted to point out to you.
What's that?
You know, Showtime showed up with a bunch of cameras and got in front of a bunch of people like Larry Pratt and Philip Van Cleef and all these other guys to come and ask them questions about stuff. And Sacha Baron Cohen was out there at... he did some prosthetic stuff to his face and everything, and he was walking up on these people saying, "I am a former Mossad major." And okay. Here's your talk. And, you know, they all got swept up into that. Will this, when these people show up and everything, how will you, as you try to maintain your reputation, how will you try to verify their bona fides, you know?
Yeah, are they actually who they say they are, for one, for sure?
Well, they were, like when he did that, they were definitely Showtime. It all that ended up on Showtime. That's why Larry Pratt is expunged now to this day. But,
okay. So how do you determine, or do you scrutinize anybody that wants, like someone wants to talk to Bill Frazier, right?
Sure.
Like they want to profile you and they want to interview you and put you out there, and so they say anyway. That's what they say up front, you know, whether they're genuine or not, but they say, hey, we want to talk to you. And whether they have all the fancy sponsorship or whether they have a following or whether they have, you know, a good public vehicle that everyone recognizes, is there anything that you ask you to be on the show or to talk with a particular reporter? Or do you just take all comers? What's your take on that?
Well, it depends. I mean, I've been a guest on leftist talk radio. I know when I'm going in there that this is sort of a, it's going to be sort of a, I'm going to be asked the question and then they're going to answer it for me. And at that point, depending on how bad of a day they're having, if they're having a really bad day and they're doing all that stuff, I'll just be sitting there. I don't typically chew gum, but I'll try to sound like I'm chewing gum and I'll go, well, I'm just enjoying this. I thought I was going to be part of this. I guess I'm just sitting here listening to you.
They really wanted you there as a human prop, really, right?
Well, what they want to do is they want to set and control the narrative, which any interviewer is going to try to do that if they're trying to make a point. Most of the time with somebody that is hostile to the Second Amendment, they're going off of a bunch of information which we all know to be untrue, false. Okay. And I'll let them spell it out, and then like in the case of that guy that I was just telling you, he was asking me about why the Republicans would not let the CDC study gun violence.
Okay.
So that was he put his own head in that noose, and I said, "Do you mean like the report they published in June of 2013, based on Barack Obama's executive action number 21?"
Okay.
Which he had no idea that existed. They're just going along this idea. Well, the Republicans won't let them study gun violence. And then when I told him what it meant, then he went completely crazy on that one. So, it completely caught him off guard. So, you know, you got to let them ask the question, and then you with them, I just give them the facts. I'm like Joe Friday on Dragnet. I'm not going to get out there and try to say.
You know, a good percentage of your audience. Well, you know what? I'm making an assumption about your demographic, but I'm guessing a lot of people don't get that reference, Joe Friday.
Depending on their age. There used to be a TV show called Dragnet, Just the Facts, Ma'am, Just the Facts. And that's what I try to give them.
Okay. Just the facts, ma'am, just the facts.
Yeah.
So do you scrutinize the people or do you take all comers? What's your position?
TV is one of those things where I've never been interviewed on TV. I doubt very seriously that I would ever do that. Simply because I don't know if they're recording. It's not going to be live, so they're going to get it. They're going to edit it, and it's going to fit. They're doing it to create a narrative.
Okay.
So I just don't know how I feel about that. I've never had to cross that bridge, and I've never been interviewed by anything. You know, like NRA TV, they never came to me. So that's and that's perfectly fine. I don't have an issue with that. That's one way I maintain that, is because nobody comes to me and asks me for stuff. So,
I agree with you for sure that there is a difference between doing a live interview and definitely one in which, you know, you're doing taping, right? And then when you tape an interview, that's always subject to being edited and the possibility of them playing a portion of what you said out of context and then maybe trying to create the illusion that what you said, you know, they know you said it because they got you right here in this little clip of you saying it.
Right.
And then try to shoehorn that into a narrative that they want to publicize and promote. So, yeah, I get that. I get it. And so...
And plus, like the Tuesday thing we were talking about, like, I did that live, right?
Right.
So I did it live, and there is also a recording of it. So that recording can be referred to. And if someone were to try to say, which that has happened, if someone were to try to say that I did this or I did that or I misrepresented this or misrepresented that, go check the tape. It's there. Go take the tape. I do not edit it because when I pull this down, right, when I pull this down, that part of the show that I shoot up there as a podcast is copywritten by Genesis Communications Network. I have agreed with them that I will not edit that, which nobody would know, but I mean, it's a pretty fair thing to put out there, and you can tell an edited audio track and everything else, but.
You know, I get interview, you know, requests, and sometimes it's people that I've dealt with before, and sometimes it's someone representing some media entity that I have never heard of. And you know what? And so there's this one mindset that, you know, any publicity, in, you know, I guess within reason is good publicity, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if you subscribe to that, but some people think, okay, just getting yourself out there, whatever they do with whatever you said, you know, it's still, at the end of the day, beneficial. I don't know if I necessarily subscribe to that, but, you know, I've dealt with a lot of different people from a lot of different entities, and there's a huge disparity in terms of the character of the people that you will come across, man. And
yeah,
I always make it a point that if I'm not familiar with the person, you know, I'm not going to, you know, take a media request, you know, from a person out of the blue and just go right into it right there at the phone call. Because at the end of the day, right when you call me on that first exposure, I have no idea that you're even the person you claim you are, or that you represent some organization that you said you represent.
Exactly.
So what I'm really implying is I'm actually going to take at least a day or so to at least do my homework on you. I want to see what you have been a part of before. What articles have you written before? What people have you interviewed? And not only that, man, I'll tell you, I'll take it a step further.
Well, see, that's just smart. I've been interviewed on 200 other radio shows. And whenever that happened, I would go check them out to see who they were. Because I don't, there's thousands of radio shows out there. Maybe gazillion billions of them. I don't know. I don't know all of them. But that's just a very good smart practice. We're about to run out of time. One more time, how do they find Rick Ekiter?
Find me legallyarmedindetroit.com, DetroitCCW.com. Also, DetroitCCW is my handle on YouTube. Check me out. I'm an active YouTuber.
Very active. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Hey, man, it's my pleasure.
Hour number three is inbound. Coming up next, this is a guy characterized by Freddie Real at Ammoland as the one man that more people read in the gun culture than anybody else, Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.